turning to the later stages of the Thousand Mile Race, and very much realizing we're entering speculation land here, what do you think will be going through your mind, and what will you be planning at that point?
Well, yes, towards I'm calling the later stages, probably sort of after 700 miles, 750 miles, whether that's someone else has achieved that, another man or ahead of me, or whether it's me achieving that. In a way, that's where, if there is any kind of race, that's when the racing begins. What I'll be doing is, when either I or someone else reaches that point, I will look at my position, look at my distance, and that's really, as I say, that's when you think about racing, and maybe do you change something in your own strategy in order to chase someone or to stay ahead of someone else. And yeah, it can be very difficult decisions to be made there, because on the one hand you might think, well, I've done well to get to this point by handling yourself in a certain way, and then you've got to think, do I now change that in order to perhaps try and catch someone or to try stay ahead of someone else? And that can be a very, very difficult decision to make. But yes, it's around the 700, 750 mile mark that those decisions will have to be made. But you can't really plan for that, because it all depends on, I might be 100 miles behind someone else, I might be 100 miles ahead of someone else. And also it depends on how that person is looking, how much ground they're covering. Where everyone would be suffering at this point, everyone would be praying for the end, wanting it to finish. On the other hand, there'd be everybody be approaching a point where they can do something incredible, achieve this 1,000 miles in under 16 days. And but yeah, that's the sort of considerations that would be in my mind at this point.
Mm.